With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A plane with freed American prisoners from Russia touches down on U.S. soil. Evan Gerskovich and Paul Whelan arrive at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland tonight. They're among the 16 people released from Russian detention after a negotiated prisoner swap. President Biden and Vice President Harris greeted them as they got off the plane. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he's relieved for the families.
I spent a lot of time with the families of Evan and Paul and also, and most of the time, as you can imagine, those are tough conversations, but not today. Today was a very good day, and we're going to build on it.
Also at SRNnews.com, GOP Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance visits the Arizona-Mexico border, accusing Biden-appointed border czar Vice President Kamala Harris of doing nothing to stem the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S.
Kamala Harris came into office making promises, and she kept those promises to open the American southern border. They stopped deportations on day one. They stopped construction of the border wall on day one. We see the border wall sitting here, ready to be completed behind us, and that can't happen because of Kamala Harris's administration.
Harris is on record saying illegal immigration should not be treated as a crime. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is introducing a bill to strip former President Trump of immunity. Legislation is unlikely to pass the Senate, where it would need 60 votes to overcome a Republican filibuster. Gen Xers and millennials have a higher risk of some cancers than earlier generations. Researchers with the American Cancer Society found that they're more prone to a number of cancers, including breast, pancreatic, and gastric cancers. This is SRN News. Federal judge has ordered UCLA to craft a plan to protect Jewish students.
The move comes months after pro-Palestinian protests broke out on campus. In a lawsuit against the university, three Jewish students allege they experienced discrimination on campus and that the university did not do enough to stop it. The protests at UCLA were part of demonstrations on campuses nationwide against the Israel-Hamas war. The university says it is committed to combating anti-Semitism in all forms. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Texas has sued the Biden administration over a federal program that provides contraceptives to teenagers without parental consent. At issue is the Title X program, which gives minors access to confidential contraception. A Texas judge ruled that parents' approval was required, but the Biden administration issued a new rule that prevents Title X providers from requiring the consent of parents or guardians. This is SRN News. A new poll looks at potential running mates for Kamala Harris.
Arizona Senator Mark Kelly has more name recognition and higher favorability among Democrats, according to the survey by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. 45% of Democrats and 3 in 10 American adults have a favorable opinion of Kelly. About 2 in 10 have a negative view, and about half don't know enough to have an opinion about him. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, another front runner, is seen favorably by 4 in 10 adults in the Northeast, but nationally, 6 in 10 don't know enough about him. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is a relative unknown among 7 in 10 Americans, and those with a view are evenly split. Jennifer King, Washington.
Federal judge is overturning the $4.7 billion verdict against the NFL in the Sunday Ticket lawsuit. After a three-week trial, the jury sided with football fans who said the NFL colluded with DirecTV to force them to pay more to watch out-of-market games. More details at SRNnews.com.